No, we did the perfect circle thing a few weeks ago. It was really hard, wasn't it? We're not going to do that. What I want to think about today, Ian will stick up the first heading on the slides for us. We're thinking today about the 10 words. Remember this? We call them the 10 commandments, but we're thinking about them as the 10 words. And the first one is all about how you can have no other gods before me. Let me show you that on the screen. There it is there. That's the verse. All right, really short. Really simple, but it's one of those things, the longer we look at it, the harder it might become. What I want to say this morning, guys, is that anything can be a god, small g, or an idol. Now, I want you to tell me some of the things that you really love. What are some of the really good things in the world? I'm going to put them on our board today. I'll start us off, all right? Chocolate. You know me, love chocolate. Water, yeah, that's a good thing to have, isn't it? Shout them out. Sweeties, we'll put that up here. What else we got? Family, very good. Good to be in a family. Yeah. Did you say cows there? House. Cows are good too, aren't they? Your dad would say cows, wouldn't he? Yeah. I'm going to put that on there. Cows are great. Don't listen to the news. Stella. Oh, you're Phoebe? Oh, sorry. You're very like Stella, you know. Tell you, you're changing. Beg your pardon. Sheep, okay. Yeah, sheep are cool. Hydration. Well, that's water, isn't it? Hydration. You're just trying to get me to spell hard words, aren't you? Listen, teacher for 10 years. I need to do this for a living, you know. What else we got? What else is really good in life? Friends, yeah, we could put that there, couldn't we? Friends. What else we got? School. And you said, family, friends, cousins. Depends on the cousins, doesn't it? Do you know, my mom was one of 12. She had 12 brothers and sisters, and I have about 100 cousins. Some of them are okay, you know. You're just naming animals now, okay? Would you say animals, yeah? What else is really good? Think about everyday stuff. Like, what are we glad of every day? Yeah. Go ahead. Jesus is there. Church, yeah, we're glad of church. We don't go every day, sure, we don't. Once a week. Phoebe. Grass? Okay. You guys like weird things. Football, okay. Well, we'll put sport, won't we? Rugby today. Carpets. Okay, we're getting a bit silly, aren't we? Yeah, okay. But, you know, I'm going to stop there because I don't want you to go home today and someone say to you, well, what was church about today? And you went, carpets. All right. That wouldn't be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, we could spend the rest of the day thinking about all the stuff in the world that's really good, okay? And it is really good, but what we want to say today is that anything can be an idol. Even good things can be an idol. Now, all that means, guys, is it gets in the way of us worshiping God. One of the stories you're going to do in Lighthouse is this one here. This is the story of the golden calf. You're not doing it today, but you'll get there eventually, I'm sure. So the people are rescued out of Egypt. Moses goes up the mountain to get the 10 words, and they're put on the stones. And while he's away, all the people get really bored. And they go, where's Moses? Where has he gone? Why is he taking so long? And what they do instead, they take all the gold that they had, their earrings and their rings and all their jewelry, they melt it down, and they make this big golden calf. You see it? And they decide, you know what, we'll just worship that. We'll sing our songs to the calf. We'll pray to the calf. We'll dance around the calf. And how do you think that made God feel? No, because if you look at the bottom picture, Moses comes back down. He's got the stone in his hand with all the words written on it. And do you know what he does with that? He smashes it. Because the people have literally broken their promises to God. And he very annoyed, very, very angry, absolutely. It's because the people aren't keeping their promise to God. They said to God, we'll worship you. And they didn't do that. Now, was it a good thing that they had each other and freedom and gold and food and water? Yeah, those are good things. We talked about that. But they got in the way of worshiping God. So, something like family, that's a big one. We all are part of a family. You're all part of a family. That's really good, isn't it? Yeah? But should we worship our family? Should we? Should you bow down to your mum and dad?
No.
What about this? Should we thank God for our families? Yeah. Now, see, that's the trick. Chocolate as well. That's a lovely one, isn't it? We'll do some talk about chocolate later on. Should I worship chocolate? Should I make my whole life about chocolate?
No.
Change my name to Willy Wonka? Start a factory? No? No? But I might in my prayers, and this is okay, I might in my prayers say to God, do you know what, God, it's been a really hard week. I'm really glad it's Friday, and I'm really glad for this wee bar of chocolate. Well, imagine it's a Friday, okay. What?
Turn this church into a chocolate factory.
Into a chocolate factory? Yeah, do you think it would be good? Yeah? Okay. We'll look into it. George is away. Just had enough of this talk. So anything on our list, guys, that's really good, we need to thank God for it, especially, and this is what the church is all about, especially Jesus. Yeah? So he's the one that's different on our list. We can thank God especially for Jesus. So when we pray, and we'll do that in a wee second, we can thank God for all sorts of things, but especially Jesus. Yeah? That's what we'll be all about here in the church. Right, we'll come back to this idea in a wee second. Will we pray quickly about that? Yeah? We'll say a prayer. We'll close our eyes. We'll say a quick prayer. Father, we look at our wee list here, and there's loads of stuff in the world that's really good, and we're really glad of it, but it's not you. And all that we have comes from you. Everything's a gift. So we want to say thank you for all the good stuff in the world, especially family and friends, the church here, things like chocolate and sweets. But Father, these things aren't going to last, but you will. And so we're especially thankful for Jesus. He is the one who loves us the most, and he is the one we pray for and pray through. Amen. Okay, good stuff. What?
My mom loves me a lot.
Your mom loves you a lot? Yeah? Do you want to check on that? Where's Jill? Jill, who's your favorite child? Okay, right, you go back to your seats, take a wee break. I'll bring you back up again later. Okay. Go find Georgia. Okay. We want to keep this idea in our minds. No other gods before me. Just that idea that anything can be a god, even really good things. It's so easy to do that. That's the idea this morning. So we're thinking about that as we go through today. We'll hear as well later on how that's really important to God. We're going to sing together again about this. This is one of the grown-up hymns, I suppose, but it's a really good one. We're going to sing In Christ Alone. It's all about Jesus. Let's stand with this one.
Ground, firm roof, it's so strong and sore. Lord, heights of love.
But we want to just take a wee moment to pray for others, pray for the world. So let's do that together. We'll pray for the world, pray for ourselves. Well, let's pray. Father, we do pray for the world. It's a big world and sometimes a bad world. Father, we read in our news this week of all kinds of tragedy, deaths in England, immigration, elections all around the world. Father, where we sit, it's all too much, but not for you. So we pray that all the boys and girls and grown-ups around the world would come to know something of your love in Jesus. Father, especially as we think about this time of year and the harvest and Christmas and all the things that are coming up, we pray especially that people would come to know you. And Father, we pray that for ourselves too, that we would be a people who know you and love you above everything else. And we'll need your help with that, and that's why we pray. Father, we're also a big church family here. We're thankful for one another, but lots of our friends in church are having a hard week. People are having hospital visits and treatments, and they're trying to get better. Father, we pray for them, that you would heal them and help them, that you would send them the encouragements they need, that you would give them the support and the love that they need. And Father, if we can do some of that, we pray you would use us. And Father, we also pray for ourselves, that we would hear your message today, that we would all give who we are to you. And Father, you would keep us from falling too much in love with the world and all its stuff. Father, lots of it's great. We're really thankful for it. But we want to be your people. So we pray you help us even with that. Father, you tell us to talk to you. You tell us that we can tell you anything. That's good news for us. We don't have to be afraid of you or worried about what you'll think. You've loved us no matter what. And we know that's true because of Jesus. We just sung about him. We want everything to be about him, even our lives. So, Father, as we think about this week, as we go back to school or back to work or just back to the normal rhythm, we pray that you would be in the center of it. And the one who helps us. Father, we pray that because you tell us to, because we love to, and because we ask in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. Okay, about 4 minutes for the last bit. Boys and girls, come back up. Let me see you. Got something I want to give you, maybe, if you're good. All right, let me find the right place here. Is that going, Ian? All right. Where are we? We're here. Okay. Right. Are you coming back, Georgia? You do you. You do you. Right. What about... Phoebe, do you want to come up and help me? And... Oh, I don't know. You're too wide. Me too. Sienna, come on ahead. And one of the boys, want to come up, boys? Yeah. Right, okay, speaking of chocolate, would you like some chocolate?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all going to get some chocolate, okay? Now, you got to share it later on. We'll share it later on if that's okay with you, okay? Well, maybe at tea and coffee. I suppose it's up to you in a way, but I think we'll try and do that. But I'm going to give everyone chocolate, so you're happy with that, okay? Everyone's going to get some chocolate?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay, here we go. Okay, here's one for you. All right, hold it up for us. All right, I've got to dig deep here. Is that okay? You like Toblerone? Okay, one for you, Phoebe.
And I'm going to get a super small one.
Oh, you see what's coming? There you go. Well, don't fall over, dude. Stand up for us. All right, hold your chocolate up. Okay. How does that feel? Does that feel fair?
No.
Why not?
Because he gets a small one, she gets a medium one, and I get a gigantic one.
Well, everyone gets chocolate. What's the problem? Do you feel anything? Do you feel jealous of the big one? Or are you happy enough?
I'll take it.
Would you swap?
No.
No. So you're up here, Sienna's saying, this is not fair, but you're not going to swap. Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, that's okay. That's okay. Right. That's a problem, isn't it? You guys live in a world of fairness, don't you? Yeah? Where actually, what would be fair? Everyone gets the same? Yeah. Okay. Mums and dads know this, don't they? Well, if I have them all, then that's probably pretty fair, isn't it?
No. Yeah.
How do you feel about Toblerone? Is it one of your favorites? Not really?
I like that one.
You like this one?
I like that one.
Yeah. Okay. I'll hang on to them. We'll split them up at coffee time, I think. We'll have some chocolate later on. All right, how's that feel? Okay, not fair, right?
And I'm definitely not
well, it'll be fair if I got it.
Okay, of course
it'll it
will.
Of course it will.
Right, grab a seat. Grab a seat. Let me explain everything. A little snack for later. Do you think being jealous is a good thing?
No.
No, so our moms and dads tell us you shouldn't be jealous, right? And actually, one of the things God tells us later is that we shouldn't be jealous of anybody. We shouldn't covet, is the old word. We shouldn't want what other people have. But if you look at this verse, it's really, really interesting. So jealousy's bad, right? Yeah? Okay. Look at this. So God says, don't worship any other god, we heard that earlier, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Like, we've just said it's bad to be jealous, right? God's good, isn't he? And God says, I'm jealous. Like, how does that make any sense? It doesn't seem very fair. What we're talking about, guys, we did this actually last month. Remember we talked about how the Ten Commandments are not really rules. They're more like vows, like the promises you make. And we talked about a wedding. Remember that? So there's a picture. We actually showed you this picture last time. And we talked about how when you get married, you choose one person and you say to them, you, but no one else. Chocolate's coming. Don't you worry. All right, focus. Stay with me. We're talking about weddings, okay? I know you guys love that, all right? We talked about how you make promises to one person, but not every person, right? When God says he's jealous, it's like that, yeah? So we've got a wedding here next Saturday, okay? Big wedding. We're going to have a bride and a groom. And guess whose wedding is it? You don't know?
No.
You know Mary, who plays the flute? I know. Another one bites the dust. Mary's getting married. Yeah. Well, imagine Mary on her wedding day, okay? She arrives in her dress, and her husband-to-be is here, and they make promises to each other, okay? And they stand right there, and imagine then if Mary just went on holiday with someone else. Not be good. Do you think her husband would be jealous?
Yes.
Is that good?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
See, I think he should be jealous because he has made promises to his wife and his wife has made promises to him. God says the same thing. He's saying, listen, I'm going to make some promises to you. You make some promises to me and we'll stay together. And because the people went off and did other things, God's able to say, I don't like that. I'm jealous of that. I want your love. And that's actually a good thing. So all the stuff that we like on our list that's really good, if we love that more than God, God says, I don't like that feeling. I don't know. No, they won't tell me. Okay. Now we're just thinking about weddings, aren't we, and chocolate. Yeah, this has all gone terribly wrong today. I know. Now you're being silly. Yeah. Okay. Listen, it's really simple. Here's the simple version, okay? God loves you. God wants you to love him. And if our love starts going to other things, God doesn't like that because he knows he's what's best for us. So really hard to remember that. Even the grown-ups folks, they find that hard to remember, but really important that we do that every week in church.